Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bezras Hashem BPW, Shir number 87. Today, we're going to talk about developing and maintaining affection. Again, from the book Eizah Kenegdei by Sarah Hannah Radcliffe. In a Jewish marriage, one certainly expects to enjoy a relationship characterized by respectful interactions, but we set our goals a lot higher than just respectful interactions. Each man and each woman is entitled to a relationship that's filled with warmth and kindness. For kindness, chesed is the essence of all human interaction based on Torah principles. It says, Olam chesed yibanu, the whole world was built on chesed. And a human being is an olam katan. Human being is a small world. And a human being comprises of both male and female in a Jewish home. That is the essence of life. That should be filled, your world, your home world, should be filled with kindness. And the Eizah Kenegdei aspects, in accordance to the idea of kindness, an environment is created for a development of affection. Needless to say, and we say it all the time, that her husband needs to strive also to behave in the same caring manner, in the same careful ways, if he wants to enjoy the affection of his wife. So again, you all, please, listening, understand that this is stressed strongly and even more strongly when discussing this on the men's side of it here. Everything we mentioned in all of these shiurim, these past shiurim, the husband needs to engage in all of these behaviors outlined in all of these aspects that are described here in this book that is addressed to women. The husband needs to engage in all of these behaviors as well. And it is indeed stressed to them that they need to do so. But nevertheless, a wife need not always wait for her husband to show the initiative in this area. It's important to show that affection and kindness towards her husband, and that is increasing the odds that her husband will, in most likelihood, respond with a similar feeling. Now, two people in the marriage, it appears on the surface often to be mundane. You share space, you share responsibility, you talk about money, household chores, then children come along, who takes out the garbage, who cooks, who cleans, carpooling, making parnasa, the shopping, the disciplining, husband and wife being on different schedules, barely passing each other in the course of the entire day. So rather than becoming closer, they become more distant from one another when their conversations are basically based on the necessities of life. Their living arrangements, what time do I need to take the children to the doctor? I need more money for food this week. Could you put the laundry in the basket instead of on the floor? And the companionship and joy that characterizes a good relationship can be absent in the relationship by this busyness of the normal life stresses that every Jewish home has. Now, the idea is we know we need to be realistic. The idea of the romantic lifestyle with candlelight dinners and going out holding hands, looking at the stars, it's not generally within the normal range of a day-to-day marriage, although once in a while it's not the worst thing to do these things. But nevertheless, despite that, the feeling of warmth, though, to have a structure of warmth and love can grow even in the busyness of a busy day and a busy night. And the Torah allows us to do this and tells us how to do that. And he tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behave in a way that our husband or wife will grow fond of us. Make ourselves pleasant, pleasing with our words, pleasing in our actions. For example, when we take out the garbage and wash the dishes or change the baby, be aware that everything you do can build love or destroy love. Every word we speak, every word we say, everything we do can build buildings of affection or destroy the warm feelings. There's no neutral in human interaction, especially between husband and wife. Therefore, when you keep that in mind, and do your best to put a smile on your face, a kind word in your mouth. Through the course of all the chores and actions that you're doing, in general, over life, overall, it pays to do every task you can do in the more happy and positive disposition. And we need to try that. That's the idea of elevating the mundane actions to be elevated and to be filled with Kedusha and filled with Simcha, certainly in marriage. So one concept is to make arrivals and departures cheery. Be cheerful to each other when you greet each other or when you're about to part from one another. Let's say at the beginning of the day when you're each going to your respective work or whatever it may be. From Pirkei Avos, we learn this way. Have a makabel es kol adam b'seiv upon a miyafes. Certainly your own husband, certainly your own wife. And this act of kindness increases the positive feeling that you have towards each other. And when a wife tries her best to be smiling and receptive when she first sees her husband at the end of the day, this knowing that his wife is happy to see him, a husband will look forward to coming home. Similarly, when they go in the morning, they wish each other a good day. They're smiling. They're pleasant. When they leave, the words spoken at that time creates a lasting impression. Each spouse has that warm feeling towards each other as they leave the house. A warm and friendly farewell from a wife gives a husband something to look forward to when he returns. On the other hand, if it's strained and it's tense, the entrances and exits, it creates a certain distance and even an aversion, even a dislike. A husband who knows, coming into a house, that he's going to enter an unpleasant situation, he will avoid coming home. If the tension precedes his departure in the morning, then he associates his wife with unhappiness, and he will withdraw from her rather than try to get close to her. So all interactions during the day need to be positive, but the arrivals and departures, when you're leaving each other, when you're coming back to each other at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, or whenever it may be, sets the tone for the subsequent interactions afterwards. And therefore, when a husband comes in the home, simply to acknowledge your husband's entrance, that he came home, is itself the basic of respect. If you ignore him completely and you're on the phone and you're busy and you make believe he didn't even come in, that's disrespectful. Same thing with a husband. He waltzes in and his wife's in the kitchen and he doesn't acknowledge her at all and just goes to his own thing. That's also disrespectful. But it's not enough to be respectful and acknowledge each other's presence when you come in or you're meeting each other at the end of the day, but to build positive feelings as well. So, for example, in the wife's case, remove herself, even if it's just 30 seconds, from what you're doing. And you'll always be doing something, and put energy and focus and enthusiasm in your greeting. Even if you don't feel relaxed at the moment, you don't feel happy at the moment, that's where the outside affects the inside. Fake the smile. Sound upbeat even if you don't feel upbeat. That's not fake. That's doing the Ratzon Hashem, and that is beautiful and that is real. Even though it feels fake, you want to be happy. You say, have a great day, I'll speak to you later, I'm glad you're home, that you have a nice day. 30 seconds, 60 seconds. And then if she's in a bad mood, she could go back to the, bad mood that she was in. But fake it for that 30 seconds or for that 60 seconds. A sincere effort to increase marital affection by acting friendly for even those brief moments counts a lot. Now, there are times where it's so stressful, it's very hard to even smile. And that's okay at times. Everyone has those days. But let's try to make that an exception to the rule. And this is not just for new kallahs that you teach these things. It's for all marriage constantly. Very, very important. Oh, you're home, like passively. No, it's more like enthusiastic. And that's something, I guess, put yourself in your husband's shoes. And he's probably going to come in any moment from work or whatever it is. And ask yourself, which wife would you, if being in his shoes, which wife would you like to come home to? And do your best Now, on the husband's side, we mentioned the same thing. He's very tired and exhausted from a long day's work. And he knows his wife is going to be frazzled or tense. It's hard for him to come home, knowing that he had a hard day, and now his hard day is going to continue when he comes into the house, when he knows his wife will be upset or frazzled or tense. But nevertheless, what he needs to do is also to come in with a friendly disposition. Rabbi Israel Tauber gave Eitzah to even, this is cheating, so the wives may not like this so much, but he didn't cheat much, but basically he said he used to do this himself. He was a salesman in the early days and whatever it is, and he was very hungry at the end of the day, and the hunger itself could create irritability. He's exhausted. So he used to take like a piece of cake and an orange juice or whatever, put it aside, and like 20 minutes before home, he used to pull over, eat a little bit, drink a little bit, not to ruin the appetite for supper, but just enough to get his head on, take a deep breath, rest for like a couple of minutes, and then he had a calmer mindset, and that helped him mentally prepare to come to the home in a more cheerful disposition. So husbands have that achrayus. They need to do this. They need to learn how to come in also with a calm disposition, despite the fact that they may have had a very hard day at work. But on the wife's side of it, when she puts aside her activities and feelings and she does this mitzvah, mamish is a mitzvah of greeting her husband cheerfully and with a chesed, then she's showing and she's demonstrating how she's making her marital relationship a priority and puts it the practical dinner preparation separate. It's greeting the wife. The purpose of a home is to create a migdash ma'at, where there's a kedusha and there's a warmth. Kedusha is warmth. And focus on the midas bein adam l'chaveray, in elevating and connecting with her husband. That is kedusha. And that is the beauty of a Jewish home. Marital affection will not grow without proper attention. It needs care. It needs attention. So the lesson we learn is especially to develop the affection, to realize it's a priority, the warmth, two-way street, needs to go both ways, no matter how busy it is, to be kind to each other, warm to each other in the best possible way, especially when you're both leaving the departures and when you're coming home and you're greeting each other, the arrivals. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that by doing this and striving towards this, it does lead to overall avir of the home being calmer, being pleasant, and being beautiful, which is the greatest gift, by the way, that you can give to your children. And it's a tremendous nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bracha v'atzlacha.